fresh breath of alternate air.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic program here on CKUT. This is the final Monday of the month, and as we normally do on the final Monday, is have our Three Amigos edition. Of course, joining me is Amigo Mark, recording from Krabby Road Studios.
Good evening.
And of course, our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks, recording from Strangeway Studios.
Good evening.
We've got a lot of great music lined up for you for this evening, so do stick around. Let's hand things over to Mark at Krabby Road Studios.
Wherever we go, we'll be brave amigos, and we'll be amigos forever.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
For my traditional collection of classic cover tunes, I thought there was no better way than to end the evening, if you're listening to this live, than a little bit of Lemmy and Motorhead. That's right. This is Motorhead covering the David Bowie classic Heroes here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
Show me my dreams.
Looking for a great cover album, you can't go wrong with the Dead Daisies with their Locked and Loaded, the covers album CD. That was their cover of American Band by Grand Funk Railroad, who is quite possibly the definition of, I don't know, early 73, 74 stoner rock. And interestingly enough, actually, the Connie, the groupie that they mention in that song, just recently passed away, which is what kind of reminded me to play this song, which I absolutely love. And then we kick things off with Motorhead off of their cover album called Undercovers, with actually a very good cover of David Bowie's Heroes. Very much adheres to the original, which is always cool. Not a musician you would think that Lemmy and Motorhead would be interested in, but there you go. That's what's fun about covers. That's it for me.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Right, my name's Rex, and I'm waiting for you to relephone me. Will you be my raster? Groupie, I go groupie on the carpet. I've been a Brad Roggy, and I need a Frankie. Rainy Raider, you can rub my rummy. I rub it when you rub my rummy. My right goes crazy. I'm waiting for your crawl. Maybe Raider, you can give me a bone.
Call 976-DOG today and spend some quality time with man's best friend.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
It's that time once again to send things over to our man from Manchester at Strange Way Studios.
Hello mates, this is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, and bringing you a very special study this week. And study is probably the right word because it's going to be a four-part feature on a particularly interesting singular group from the UK. They're called Public Service Broadcasting, and They've been around since the first release was 2013, which was an album called Inform, Educate, Entertain. I think it does all three of those things. And it's just a fascinating group, what they've done. And we're going to be delving into that during my segment of The Three Amigos. The band Public Service Broadcasting, I should mention right off the bat, they have some pretty some pretty fitting names. The founder just goes by the name of Will Goose, and his teammates are Rigglesworth and a gentleman, J.F. Abraham. And what they do in each of the, I'll say, four albums that they have released to date, the last being this past Friday, they have a theme that initially might seem very esoteric, but they just do such a great job of it, of cherishing the theme, staying loyal to it, while still adding their own quite inimitable type of music, which is essentially instrumental music that to which they add samples from old, let's say, public information documentaries, archive footage, propaganda material, and it's quite the result is quite, again, quite special. Really been appreciating them the last several years, but their brand new album that again came out this past Friday, Bright Magic, I really think that's gonna set them over the top. So what we're going to do is we're going to start out with, I won't play anything off of Inform, Educate, Entertain, but it is certainly worth checking out. I'm going to start with their second album, The Race for Space. And essentially, if you listen to it, all the tracks, they have to do with the history of space flight, space travel. Happily, they don't cover Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson. That's the album came out in 2015, so it was thankfully well before that. But they do have some pretty cool tracks called Sputnik and Gagarin. What we will hear, however, is my favorite track off the album. It's called Go. Here on Drastic Plastic, CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
This is Apollo Control at 102 hours into the flight of Apollo 11. It's grown quite quiet here in Mission Control. A few moments ago, Flight Director Gene Kranz requested that everyone sit down, get prepared for events that are coming. And he closed with the remark, good luck to all of you. Minutes now until ignition for powered descent. Everything's still looking very good at this point. Okay, all flight controllers gonna go for powered descent. Retro, go. Fido, go. Guidance, go. Control, go. Telcom, go. Jinsey, go. Ecom, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go for powered descent. We're off to a good start. Play it cool. Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guide, go. Control, go. Falcon, go. Jinsey, go. Econ, go. Surgeon, go. Retro, go. Fido, go. Guidance, go. Control, go. Falcon, go. Jinsey, go. Econ, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go for landing. Okay, everybody, let's hang tight and look for landing radar.
75 feet, down a half. 1202 alarm. 60 seconds. We're calling that flight.
We're calling that alarm.
30 feet down, 2.5. If it doesn't reoccur, where we go?
30 seconds.
What was it?
1201.
1201.
Roger, 1201 alarm.
1201 alarm.
That type, we're go, flight.
Okay, we're go.
We've had shutdown.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Okay, keep the chatter down in this room. T1, stand by T1. Stay no stay off, flight controllers. Retro.
Stay.
Fido.
Stay.
Guidance.
Stay.
Control.
Stay.
Telcom.
Stay.
GNC.
Stay.
Ecom.
Stay.
Surgeon.
Stay.
Retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Roll.
Go. Go.
Go.
Go. Go.
Cofield will be turning out best Welsh for a few hundred years yet.
first track we heard during my introspective into the music of public service broadcasting is Go from their second album, The Race for Space. Follow that up with People Will Always Need Coal from the third album, Every Valley. And the album Every Valley, pretty interesting theme. It's all about the coal industry in Wales. And again, they take a subject which may seem a bit pedantic, boring, and really craft something wonderful around that. If you listen to the whole album, I mean, there's one track with James Dean Bradfield, who is the lead singer of Manic Street Preachers, a quite iconic band from Wales. And again, some of the other, they have a colliery band that they which is basically a choir of coal miners from Wales that providing the vocals to which public service broadcasting provide a pretty cool electronic background. And again, all sorts of music centered around the theme of coal mining in Wales. And we're going to explore two just spectacular tracks when we come back from their brand new album, Bright Magic, that was released this past Friday. But I should mention, before I hand the microphone over to my other two amigos, that for people that really want to drill down on public service broadcasting, they even have some pretty cool EPs that, you know, one that's, has to do with the Titanic, another one has to do with climbing Mount Everest, another has to do even with electronics. And again, this band, they've really been lurking. I won't say in obscurity, but they're just waiting for their big breakthrough, which I well believe is happening with their new album. I should mention that even in 2015, they won something called the Progressive Music Awards, staged by Prague Magazine, in which they beat out the likes of Kate Bush and Pink Floyd. So again, it's quite surprising that they haven't achieved more recognition until now. In any case, I shall be back, so stay tuned.
It's hard as a single mother to find a job that fits in with motherhood. The folks at Mamre Lane Dairies let me do that.
Mamre Lane Dairy Farms, makers of Mama's Pride human breast milk.
I like working at Mama's Pride because I feel like I'm really doing some good for people. Every customer's like one of my children.
Providing good nutrition and good jobs for people like Bessie. And that makes good sense.
It's wholesome, it's natural, and I don't have to worry about giving it to my kids, because I know where it came from. Out of me.
Mama's Pride Fresh Breast Milk. Baby yourself with Mama's Pride.
Radio. It's like magic, but invisible.
This is CKUT-FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blown.
Okay, so my opening set begins with a brand new song from a brand new album from a relatively brand new band, a two-piece band coming out of Boston. These two friends, Pat Faherty and Matthew Stubbs, play music that has got a great homage to some of the classic Chicago blues. This second album of theirs called Try It, You May Like It, which is a GA, they call themselves GA20, and it's a tribute to all Hound Dog Taylor songs. It is fitting to their love of Chicago blues and of a sound that perhaps could be likened very closely to Black Keys, things of that nature. This is their second album, as I mentioned. It's on Coal Mine Records, and this is a song called She's Gone. This is the GA20 on the Drastic Plastic Program.
Another reason why
you take all my money and you treat me like a child, like a child. Well, the woman I love, baby, done me here and gone. Well, the woman I love, baby, done me here and gone. Well, if things don't change, you know I ain't gonna be here long. Be here long. I don't, ain't gonna be here long. I ain't gonna be here long. I ain't gonna be here long. I ain't gonna be here long. Ain't gonna be here long. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone, boy. Oh, she's gone. Oh, Lord. She's gone. Hi, baby. My baby's gone. Oh, she's gone. Ain't gonna be here long. She's got another man, and she don't want me no more. Me no more. I don't me no more. She don't want me, boy. Me no more. She don't want me, boy. Me no more. She don't want me, boy. Me no more. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. We'll be right back.
got a name there, baby.
Okay, and what we just heard in that last set, the Throbbing Blues set, and a big thumbs up, of course, to some classic hill country blues influences. That, of course, was the Black Keys coming from their debut album of 2002, The Big Come Up, and we heard the Black Keys with I'll Be Your Man. And when we talk about hill country blues, you have to include Junior Kimbrough into the conversation. So we played from his album, God Knows I Tried, and one of his fantastic singles, a song called I Gotta Try You Girl. And we began things off, as we mentioned, a brand new track from the brand new album from GA20. The album is called Try It, You May Like It. The GA20 does Hound Dog Taylor songs. And we heard the song called She's Gone, of course, a cover of the great Hound Dog Taylor. More music for you when we return. You are listening to the Drastic Plastic program here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
To prevent the spread of the virus, wear a mask in public places, such as on public transit and in grocery stores and businesses. The best way to protect your health and the health of those around you is still to follow recognized hygiene measures. For example, washing your hands regularly and keeping your distance. Let's continue to protect ourselves. Find out more at quebec.ca/mask. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Do you remember the days when water was water? I'm talking about real water, straight from the faucet. No bubbles, no fancy flavors or filtering, no exotic-sounding foreign names. Just a tall, cool glass of water straight from your kitchen sink. Well, thanks to the folks at Tap Water Beverages, those memories are as close as the bottled water aisle of your local supermarket. You see, the tap water bottling process captures all of the lead, bacteria, mercury, and traces of actual raw sewage that gives tap water that distinctive flavor you remember from your childhood. And yes, they even remembered the fluoride. Woo-hoo! Tap water. Taste the memory.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
It's time now to send things over to Krabby Road Studios with Mark.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
For my second batch of covers, I'm going to start off with a song that I like it because I hated the original. So that's always a good sign for me when there's a cover that's done of a song that I can't stand. This is the Scorpions off of their covers album called Come Black. That's right. With their cover of Tainted Love. Yes, that song, I find it excruciating. But the German Scorpions managed to rock this one out, and I love it. This is Scorpions with Tainted Love here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
Run away.
was told in my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high and canvas-covered load. If you're gonna win a mucka mack, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land.
When I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, across the desert, baby. Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, Lapala, Bangor, Baltimore, South or Amarillo, took a bill of Barranquilla, Abigail, Abigail.
Yeah, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Shots of desert, baby, man. I breathe the mountain, man. Several of them, my share, man. I've been everywhere, man.
I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kings and Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Tuscaloosa, Tennessee, Hennessey, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Crater Lake, Crater Lake,
Crater Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Shots of desert, baby, man. I leave the mountain, man. Fill up in my share, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Beaker, Sheffield, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jericho, Argentina, Damagina, Pasadena, Catalina, City, what I mean.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Shots of desert, bear, man. I leave the mountain, man. Fill up in my share, man. I've been everywhere, man.
I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Bigsford, Eldorado, Larimore, Hattamore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Jasper, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pit!
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bear, man. I've leave the mountain, man. Fill up in my share, man. I've been everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere.
That is probably the coolest version of the folk song classic, I've Been Everywhere. That's the L.A. Rats off, and that's a single. And I think, to be honest with you, it was the theme song for one of those reality shows like Ice Highway Drivers or something like that. But it's just so cool and so nasty. I love it. And then we kick things off with Tainted Love. My new favorite song from the Scorpions off of Come Black, and hope you enjoyed it. That's it for me. Cheers.
Hey, it's Chucky the Chipmunk. Get it!
Whoa! Hey, you kids, quit nibbling at my head. Why don't you pick on someone your own size?
Come on, Chucky. Just let us nibble on you. You're chucktastic.
No way. Try to catch me, you crazy kids. Whoa! Whoa!
You crazy chipmunk. Everyone knows that Fruity Choco Corn Puppies are for children because they're chucktastic.
Radio, it's like TV without all the colors.
Don't be so gloomy. Try
CKUT 90.3 FM.
It worked, it worked.
Oh, goody, 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 goody.
Thanks.
And now it's off to Strange Way Studios for another segment from our man from Manchester.
All transmitters to pull, all receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling.
This is Armitage Shanks on Pirate Satellite. Yes, I'm back to continue my examination of the music of public service broadcasting. And one thing I saw the band had written about themselves, and I thought this is extremely apt, is they say they are teaching the lessons of the past through the music of the future. That perfectly describes my perception of what they're trying to do. And as I'd mentioned in the first segment, there is a new album they've released this past Friday, Bright Magic. I really think it's going to be their breakthrough album. The theme this time is Berlin. So not surprisingly, either all or let's say half of these songs are sung in German. But the two tracks I'm going to play, they're already singles. And I think they're going to be breakthrough singles because they're much more accessible. As I mentioned, these are they're both sung. They both have female vocalists, and it's just something a lot more accessible to the general public. And they are powerful. They're great, great. I'll say dance tracks. And I'll let you be the judge, but I could really see the, this album, Bright Magic, as the one that puts public service broadcasting onto the map.
Salziger Schweiß, Bewegungen der Seelen, hier spielen sie kraftvolle Musik. Warum nicht tanzen kommen? Es ist ganz natürlich. Thank you.
listening to a pre-recorded episode tonight from 2019, July 15th. Enjoy.